Please help me welcome Rob Jackson.
Hello. When my son, the light sign, a holy mackerel, when my son Lucas was 7, and my daughter Reeve, sorry, my son Lucas was 10, and my daughter Reeve was 7, my marriage fell apart. And my older brother Dave called me and he said, look, you need to take a break, so we're going to go visit Bill, my older brother who lived in Canada. So why don't you get the kids and come? So I said, okay, great idea. So we loaded up our Toyota with all our stuff, camping gear, bicycles, the whole shot, and we headed north. Westport to Lion's Head, Ontario is about 14 hours. Lion's Head is on the peninsula, 3 hours north of Toronto, between Glacier, Georgian Bay and Lake Huron. So there's no way I'm going to drive 14 hours, so it's at least 2 days. So we set off with Niagara Falls as our first destination. So we drive, we get there, we check into a KOA campground, get a little cabin, and we set up for the night. And of course, there's the pool. So where do my kids want to go? To the pool. So we spend the rest of the day in the pool, hanging out, go out, get some dinner at some local little dive, come back, go to sleep. The next day, we go to Niagara Falls, and we do it top to bottom. Lady of the Mist, the whole shot, every imaginable part of the falls we saw. And to cap it all off, we took the helicopter ride. And it was worth every cent, and there were a lot of them involved to take my kids on this thing. Their smiles and their eyes, just amazing, soaring over every part of the falls. Then we went back, pizza yet again, and crashed out. We got up the next day and headed north over the Peace Bridge, and up to Lion's Head, where we met my brother Dave, my sister-in-law Elaine, my brother Bill, Sharon, his wife, and my nieces Emma and Karis. So it was a great week, which went too fast, as they tend to do. And Saturday came, it was time to go home. So we packed up everything in the car, said our goodbyes, and headed south. So once again, it was going to be 14 hours, which we were going to break up. So I found some hotel online somewhere in New York State, and we headed south over the Peace Bridge into New York and got to the hotel. And of course, there's the ubiquitous pool, which is like a terrarium, stinks of chlorine, but they want to go swimming. So into the pool we go, and it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night when I finally drag them out back to the room, pizza again, and we go to bed. We get up the next day, it's a Sunday, and we head out, and we're driving. Now, I brought my computer with a bunch of DVDs to keep them occupied. And I also had a 12-volt power cord to keep the computer going. So, of course, the constant tussling back and forth, my lap, your lap, my lap, they break the cord. So the computer dies. So I'm like, okay, well, now you're on your own, reading, drawing, whatever you want to do. So my daughter, Reeve, has her crayons and her markers and her little pads, so she's drawing, and my son's sort of reading and glancing out the window. And we're driving along, and then, of course, the fighting starts. The pinch, the push, the punch, and then it gets into a complete brawl. I'm like, stop! Enough! Go to your separate corners. Stop it. Lasts about 10 minutes. Starts all over again. So I said, Reeve, give me your pad and your crayon. She goes, what? I said, just give it to me. So she gives it to me. 65 in the slow lane, and I write, help, my children are driving me crazy. And I stick it in my window. Now, I'm in the slow lane doing 60, 65, and everyone's blowing by. So a couple cars go by, and then these people drive by, and the guy on the passenger side looks over at me, and he laughs. See what you're up to? Yeah. They drive on by. Then a couple more cars, and pretty soon, like, cars with 4 or 5 people are all waving and smiling and thumbs up, you know, go, man, you can do it. So we continue. My kids are loving it. You know, the fighting stopped. Everything's great. And then my son says, Dad, I got to take a pee. I'm like, okay. So we come up. Exit, little tiny town, middle of nowhere, Sunday afternoon, sidewalks are rolled up, no life. So I'm looking left and right like, where can I take this kid to pee? And as I glance in my side view mirror, I see State Trooper right on my tail. I'm thinking, did I blow through the stop sign at the end of the exit? Like, what? Okay. And as I swing my eyes back front, here's a State Trooper coming at me, lights ablaze. I'm thinking, what's going on? So I look back, there's 3 cop cars behind me now, filling up the entire street. So I just pull to the curb. The guy in front swings across my path. There is no escape. So my heart's pounding. My daughter, Reeve, who's had one of these episodes with me before, says, Dad, what's going to happen? What's going on? I said, just take it easy. The cops get out, hands on their sidearms. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? So the cop comes. He's behind my car, and he goes, hands on the wheel! I put my hands on the wheel. I'm like, Jesus, what? You know, and he goes, did you write a note? I said, yes. He said, show me the note. So I put the note out the window. So he comes walking up, and he takes the note, and he looks at me like I'm a moron. And he said, license and registration. He said, are these your kids? I said, yes, they're my kids. He goes, do you have any ID? I said, yeah, I have their passports. We were just in Canada. So I give him the passports. He goes, this is going to help the situation. So he walks back, and I notice the other troopers are sort of relaxing now, talking about bowling and donuts, whatever's going on. He's back there on the radio, 1 out of 12, you know, checking me out. And Reeves like, Dad, are you going to be arrested? I said, no, just calm down. Everything's cool for the moment. Let's just see where this goes. Lucas is sort of looking out the window. Dad, once again, the trooper comes back, hands me back the paperwork, and he said, you know, you're lucky you had these passports because it really helped us identify that these are your kids. I said, the other thing is, you may have thought this was funny, but 3 months ago, some kid was being abducted by his father, and he wrote help on a napkin and plastered in the rear window. We managed to catch that guy. So the next time you want to introduce a little levity in your trip, think of something else, okay? So I said, okay. So he said, you can go now. So the cop in front of me backed his squad car out of the way. I sort of said goodbye, and we were driving away. And he was like, Dad, you didn't get arrested. I said, I know, thank God. And Lucas said, Dad, I've got to pee! Thank you.